Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Robin Shirley, and welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. It's Tuesday, and we're back again. This week, I'm talking about something that may not apply to most of you. I'm talking about autoimmune disease, and I'm talking to about prednisone. So I know a lot of you out there, you know, are dealing with autoimmune disease. So many of us, the statistic or the percentage of Americans with autoimmune disease is very high at this point. I don't have the actual number. But anyways, I know that a lot of people are on prednisone or have been on prednisone. I'm going to talk about that today. I'm going to tell you a few interesting stories and give you a few ideas of what I've done in the past to not have to experience those awful side effects and withdrawal symptoms of prednisone. But I also think this is going to be a topic helpful for anyone dealing with inflammation of any part of your body, and also anyone who is dealing with arthritis in general. So I hope that you guys find this helpful. I'm going to actually give you a little bit of background on my prednisone use in the past and what's going on with my health, because I think a lot of people can benefit, obviously, when we share openly and honestly. So I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable here and tell you guys what the past few years have been like for me. Actually, I know I say this in my bio on the website, but I have been officially diagnosed with autoimmune disease since 2000, so it's been about 15 years now, and I was about 11 when that diagnosis happened. Actually, it's been about 16 or 17 years then, and so a few years ago, actually, I got another diagnosis of chronic Lyme disease. So was tested for Lyme disease long ago because it's often confused with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. The symptoms are very similar. So my test came back negative 16, 17 years ago for Lyme disease. And so I went on to be diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And after that, I went on the treatment, you know, standard treatment for that disease. And then a few years ago, you know, after years of trying holistic treatments and everything and nutrition and finding some success, as well as going the conventional medical route, I came into contact with a few people and things and circumstances that made me feel that I needed to get retested for Lyme disease. There were some articles I read. There were some ticks on our cats. And there were some people who were being diagnosed with Lyme disease around me in my circles. And it was just too many signs that I needed to get retested. So I got retested and ended up being positive. I went to three or four different doctors for their opinion. And they all said that they believe that my autoimmune disease is triggered by the tick bite and the Lyme disease. And so now I am just going on with the saying that I officially have juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and chronic Lyme disease diagnosis. And yes, that sounds complicated, whatever. It is what it is. But if you know me, then you know that I don't really pay attention to labels. What I do know is that I've got a systemic infection, and my immune system is overreacting to something in my body, whether it be toxins or infections or whatever. I also probably have nutrient deficiencies, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, over the years, I've been able to really make a lot of progress with this, so I don't have nearly as debilitating symptoms as I used to, but I do still have a few, and so and obviously even once I do feel back to normal 100%, I'm not going to go back into a normal lifestyle. I'm going to stick with my Take Back Your Health lifestyle. But right now I'm feeling about, I would say, 95, 98% better than I did 4 or 5 years ago. And I am going to share with you about how I went through this up and down with medications and prednisone being the one that I was on the most to handle the inflammation and fatigue. So prednisone is generally prescribed with autoimmune arthritis because it's very effective at reducing inflammation in the joints and the internal organs and the rest of the body. It also gives you energy. It's a hormone that actually is naturally occurring. Well, your body makes its own natural version of this cortisol hormone, and it reduces inflammation in the mornings after sleep, after you repair, your body repairs itself during sleep, and it gets you started in the morning and gets your juices flowing. So it is, it can, when you replace that hormone, your body doesn't make as much, and it kind of becomes a little bit dependent on the steroid in the prednisone medication. So that means that when you go off of prednisone, or when you're trying to switch medications or whatever you're trying to do, you have to wean yourself off of prednisone slowly. And I have done this many times. I've been on and off of prednisone for the last 15 years, and it's been a lifesaver. I'm very grateful for it, but it's a nasty medication, and it can give you a lot of nasty side effects. So one of them is a what they call a moon face. It you get water retention in your face. It can also decrease or increase your appetite, so you gain weight or lose weight. And it's also, like I said, your body becomes dependent on the hormone or the steroid in it. So then you don't have as much ability to create your own when you're ready to go off of it. They wean you. Now, I had a funny thing happen to me a month ago, which is where the inspiration for this episode came from. And about a month ago, I ran out of prednisone. I could have sworn I had a whole bottle, full bottle, in the bathroom cabinet behind a few things. I know I had seen it back there at some point, but I didn't have it. So when I ran out of this bottle that I keep in the kitchen, I went to the bathroom, looked for it, and it wasn't there. And so, oh crap, I've got to refill this as quick as possible is the thought that goes through your head. But guess what? It was a Friday, and my doctor's office was closed, and my prescription was out of refills. So that meant that I had to go at least 2 to 3 days before I was going to get more prednisone. And now I have a feeling that if I had gone to the pharmacy, I could have bought 2 or 3 pills from them, and they would have let me do that. Some pharmacies are really strict and they won't, but I think I've done that in the past. But for some reason last month when this happened, I didn't. And I don't know if it was because I was secretly wanting to test myself or what was going on, but for about a few hours I was freaking out, and I thought, okay, what am I going to do? My wrists are going to swell up. My knees are going to swell up. I don't know what's going to happen, because when your body all of a sudden doesn't have that hormone, it kind of, you get worse before you get back to your baseline of what it would have been if you had weaned off of it. So your symptoms get worse than how they would if you had just slowly gone off of the medication in a normal way and given your body time to get used to it. So, anyways, I was thinking the worst. And so I went into emergency mode, and I want to tell you what I did. So as soon as I say this, it's going to be, I feel like I'm getting right into the meat of today's topic. Prednisone is a medication, and I don't want anyone to take what I'm saying right now as medical advice. It's a prescription drug, and you need to be careful and take your doctor's advice. When you're dealing with this medication, you need to always consult your physician before you go off or on a medication, And you need to understand that what I'm telling you right now is purely my own personal story. And I'm telling you what worked for me and what I did. And in the effort to provide more awareness for, you know, what this medication can do and what we can do to make ourselves healthier and happier and more energized. So that's my little disclaimer here. Now, I, over the years, have experimented with a lot of different ways to avoid and halt a flare-up in its tracks. And you can do it. You can stop an autoimmune flare-up in its tracks. That's a drastic statement to make, so I'll say, I can stop one of my own autoimmune flare-ups in its tracks. I know how. I've done it many times before, and I have a very severe form of autoimmune disease, and so that means that it's a very severe course of action to halt the symptoms of a very severe autoimmune disease. So don't take what I'm saying lightly. I'm not talking about a gluten-free diet. I'm not talking about a dairy-free diet. And I'm not talking about a cure. I'm talking about a temporary relief of symptoms from my autoimmune disease condition that I know how to facilitate. And so I knew that I could do it. I knew I could make it through this flare-up that I was going to have from stopping prednisone cold turkey. And I wanted to try it. I had never tried halting a flare-up from going off of prednisone cold turkey, but I have done it just from a general flare-up caused by who knows what. Again, we don't know it. We can't ever be 100% sure what exactly is triggering a flare-up. But I knew that the prednisone was the cause this time, and I knew that it was going to be a little bit dangerous and not so great to go off of a cold turkey, but I didn't think I had a choice. I had, you know, 3 days until my doctor's office was open again and I could get the prescription refilled. So I went with it, and you guys know I always experiment on myself before I tell you guys things, and I kind of like this about me. I've been experimenting with my health and with natural health for the last 15 or 16 years, so things that I've tried, I'm kind of addicted to trying out different things, and so I think this was a little bit of that coming out. So this is what I did, and there's a lot more to it than this, but this is just a general overview and just for some ideas on how you can really create significant change in your body if you're willing to make severe changes to your lifestyle. So what I did is I stopped eating as soon as I realized that I was not going to have prednisone for the next 3+ days. I stopped eating. And don't worry, I was not going to go without food for the next 3 days, but I needed a minute to figure things out and go to the grocery store and get my food lined up for the next few days, because the food is the major key player here when you're dealing with a flare-up. So what I have done in the past is I've done just green juices with vegetables and fruits and bone broth, which is when you make a chicken stock by boiling the bones and the cartilage and the skin of a chicken, leftover chicken, and you boil it with clean filtered water, a dash of apple cider vinegar, and you simmer it over the stove for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, and then you strain it. So done these fasts, so to speak, and that's very effective. But what I wanted to do this time was I wanted to still eat fiber, so I went on a fruit, vegetable, and animal protein diet. So I went to the store and I got vegetables and I got some fruit and I got chicken and grass-fed beef. And I brought it home and I started juicing a little bit. I started making the bone broth, and I, for the rest of the 2 days, or 3 days, I ate only salads with chicken. I had peaches or nectarines. I ate avocados. I had arugula, spinach, lettuce. I ate What else did I have? Olives. I had coconut oil and olive oil. Those were my only fats. And I did use sea salt. And I just completely clean food and organic and grass-fed animal protein only, organic protein, animal protein only, no antibiotics, and green juices and lots and lots of filtered water. So that was the food component. And there were two other components that I will share with you in just a minute. But first, I did want to say the next day, the first day after, you know, I didn't have the prednisone, the first day without it, in the afternoon, and this is normal for me, I started to get like a little bit of chills and aches and pains as if you're coming down with the flu. And that's typical withdrawal symptom for me. Then by the evening, my knee and my fingers had started to swell up and there was some pain and fluid coming into the joint there. Then the next day, so this is day number two without prednisone, I had a little bit more knee pain to the point where it was a little bit awkward to walk up and down the stairs. And my fingers were still swollen. And I had a little bit of a sore throat. So these are all really typical withdrawal symptoms for me when going off prednisone. And fatigue in the afternoons, you know, because you don't have that extra boost of energy, the hormone in the morning. So by day three, though, I was not as swollen, and I did not experience the sore throat or the chills. So I was still pretty tired in the afternoon, though, and I was feeling pretty good, though. And I thought, well, this is pretty cool that by day three I'm actually feeling better and it's not continuing to spiral downwards. So at that point, I decided to add the second part of this, which is charcoal and zeolite. And I usually take them on a regular basis, but I hadn't for a while. And it helps, it actually sops up any toxins or any detox reaction that you have from going off of a medication or you know, if you have food allergies or if you have, you know, any sort of toxin that would be laying around in your digestive system, pesticides, even the biological byproducts from bacteria in your gut, those can cause brain fog. And so this charcoal and zeolite, which are zeolites are just clay minerals, they absorb all of those toxins in your gut so they don't go into your bloodstream. And so what I notice when I take that at night and in the morning, I have less inflammation and swelling in my face and my skin. And I also have more energy and less brain fog. So that's why I just started taking that again. And the next day, day four, I got my prescription refilled, but I felt a little bit better. And at this point, because of the little bit of love I have for experimenting on my body, I decided to keep going a few more days and see what would happen. Now, if you've been to the Take Back Your Health conference ever, you know that I have story with an herb called andrographis. I talked about this at one of the fall conferences in Arlington, Virginia. And this herb, I cannot figure out why it does this to me, but it calms down the reaction of my immune system. It's called andrographis, and I have not been able to find any other anecdotal evidence of this online. I'm still looking, but in my body, andrographis will calm down the immune system. Now, it may not do that for anyone else. I don't know why it does it in my body, but I had a really severe situation with it once where I actually got a staph infection when I was on the herb for too long and gum disease. And I know that it was the herb that caused it because I went off the herb, I recovered after a few months, And then I went back on the herb thinking I was going to go back to my protocol, not even believing that that herb could have been the cause of that staph infection. I thought I was going to get back to my healthy routine. And the herb started to bring back the symptoms of gum disease again. And I started to feel the same symptoms coming on that I felt the first time I got that staph infection and gum disease. Anyways, now I freaked out for a bit after realizing that and went off of the herb, but I decided to experiment with it. And this was several years ago. But what I found is that I found a milder dose, a lower dose, and found that that dose actually helped reduce the inflammation in my body without suppressing the immune system so much that I was put myself at risk for infection. So anyways, it's a story for a whole nother day. But on day four, when I was feeling pretty good after day four of not having prednisone, I decided, well, maybe I could do this, you know, maybe I could stay off of prednisone. That'd be great, because I was planning on weaning off of it anyways. So I decided to start up with Andrographis again, the small dose that I had found helps me, helps my immune system to calm down and stop so much violent reaction in my body. And I started the small dose of that, so on day four. And what I do is I take one pill a day for a week, and then I go off of it for a week. And so I had these three things going, and my symptoms went back to almost as non-existent as when I was on the prednisone. So by a week, week and a half later, I was feeling back to normal as if I was on the prednisone. And I am simply telling you my story here, but I think it's pretty clear that it's because of the significant changes I made. And it's a little bit drastic to change your diet in that way, because literally you're only eating animal protein that's been organically raised or raised outside on the pasture, grass-fed, and then fruits and vegetables. And I've even, over the years, found which fruits and vegetables sit better with my body than others. So I was even going further and eliminating certain fruits and vegetables. But basically, that is how you can halt a flare-up really quickly. And the herb is completely unique to me, so I don't recommend that for any of you guys out there. You need to speak with a healthcare, your healthcare provider about that. But I wanted to share this story with you, and I usually don't do this on the radio show, is just tell a story the whole time, but I wanted to do this because I think it's a really neat story and testimonial of someone's experience with prednisone. And there are a lot of people out there on prednisone, pretty serious medication to be on. And if you're on it for a long time, I know you can develop diabetes and loss of bone density, and it's not the best drug to be on long term. So if this helps anyone in any way, I'm happy and I'm grateful that I'm able to share this with you. And so that's my story of how I avoided prednisone withdrawal symptoms and side effects. And I think it's worth investigating if any of you out there are having really serious trouble with your autoimmune symptoms, and or you want to get off of prednisone, you might consider some of the diet changes that can help you get there. So that's my story. Leave a comment below if you have any thoughts about prednisone, if you're on prednisone, if you have any suggestions or helpful hints for people who are on prednisone trying to get off. Everyone can learn from each other, and I really appreciate thoughts about what I said. If you have any feedback or comments, or if I left anything out that you think is important information, please leave a comment below. Keep it nice and friendly. And also did want to remind everyone, I am speaking this fall in Arlington, Virginia at the Take Back Your Health Conference. I'll be going further into detail on this topic, which is nutrition for autoimmune disease and Lyme disease and other inflammatory conditions. So that's happening October 3rd through 4th in Arlington, Virginia, and I would love to see you there. on early bird special right now. So head over to the website, take a look, see if it's something you want to come to. The website is takebackyourhealthconference.com. Again, that's www.takebackyourhealthconference.com. And you can check it out. A lot of amazing speakers and exhibitors. And it's always a fun weekend. This will be our 7th conference. And we'd love to have you join us. So take a look and get your tickets on early bird. And we'll see you this fall. And thank you guys so much for listening to Take Back Your Health Radio again today. We are on every Tuesday. And some Tuesdays I just go on and on about random stuff like today. And sometimes I interview someone else who's taken back their health. So keep listening every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on clubtbyh.com. And if you want to listen live, it's on blogtalkradio.com/TBYH. To listen to the live show, again, at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday, you can log into blogtalkradio.com/TBYH. That just stands for Take Back Your Health. All right, everyone, have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday. Take care, everyone.